It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Yeah, we're not afraid here and declare your independence. With me, Ernest Hancock, each and every day here on RBN Network. Hello. And we had Gary Johnson in the studio in this last hour. You know, I tell you what else we're going to be adding to this. Later in the day, Charles Goyette's going to be using the studio to interview half a dozen congressional candidates. Miss Shedlock, you see a lot of his stuff on Freedom's Phoenix. He's an economist that has a big following and a lot of wealthy individuals that he helped get wealthy. And he's like, look, man, we're going to play this politic thing. We're going to find some freedom. Can we have some freedom, please? So he's like, these are a few of the individuals that we are going to have as the people that we are going to endorse. We're going to send them money. We're going to get them involved. We're going to do all this kind of stuff and say what? What do you have to say? You know, Charles is going to interview you. Better be good. So we were going to have Charles come in and interview the second hour with Gary Johnson, but he has to leave, go to another thing. But Donna's in there right now getting him, I don't know, one of the 9/11 thing, probably 911 mysteries or something like that. You know, just cause he said he'd take it. Here you go, man. You're going to need to know this. If you don't know it, you need to know it. You better have it, because I'm telling you know, this is going to be an issue, guarantee, especially if you want the young. These guys, what, you think they're going to come up and you're going to say, I don't know. Well, you better know. It's been a decade later, man. So yeah, we're going to try and help you out. Well, the thing is, you know, Charles is going to be doing later today, between this show and the afternoon show, he's going to be interviewing a lot of the candidates for Congress around the country that Ms. Shedlock has said, you know, these are the guys. I want you to interview them. Give them what for? Let's find out. See if we'll put the MP3 of the shows on his website, and I have all these guys with oodles and gobs of money. This is how this is happening. It's based on, you know, I endorse this guy. I'm a businessman. I made you a bunch of money. I think it's like Peter Schiff does this kind of stuff too. You know, about this guy. You know, I got all these guys at EuroPac, EuroPacific, and we are making money on this thing. You know, we predicted what was going to happen. Everything takes a dump. We sold it short. We made oodles and gobs of money, but we love America. We love America. We're going to try and fix it. So we're going to take some of this money. We're going to give it to some of the good guys. How do we know who the good guys are? How do we know? I don't know. They come on this show. You know, Charles is going to come in. He's going to interview these guys. He's going to put it up on MP3. We'll get part of it. We'll use part of the segments on this show. We'll put them on the afternoon show. We'll get out there, and you get to know too. You know, who's the candidate you're supporting? You know, what are you doing? You know, what questions are you asking? What are you holding them to? You know, you need to know, because if you don't, you know, you're just a victim. You know, you watch it happen, make things happen, or wonder what the hell happened. You know, which one are you? You know, there are those that, you know, just want to be left alone. Those won't leave them alone. Do you even know who's not leaving you alone? I mean, how far are you drilling down? Ooh, man, you got a responsibility for this freedom thing. You know, how responsible are you being for your own freedom? Well, you know, thanks to Gary Johnson for coming in and sharing with us. I'm glad he's out there going around bringing a lot of these issues up, and to have a former governor, you know, when he was governor, visiting here in Arizona saying drug war bad, drug war's bad, you know, because why? Because, I don't know, mess with that freedom thing, you know, and he's a health nut guy, man. This guy, you know, he's climbing Mount Everest. I mean, you know, this guy, I mean, he's a healthy individual out there, outdoorsman, you know, out there getting it what for. But you know what? He doesn't really rule my personal life. Well, that's a good start. Oh, we got a lot of things to talk about. You stay right there. We'll be right back here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, in just a little bit.
It's time to declare your independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443. And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence. Me, Ernest Hancock. Oh, I got some goodies for you. I got some goodies. There's so many goodies. You know, we have so much stuff comes across Freedom's Phoenix. I'm just like, man. You know, I mean, you go to the top, and what do you see? You have Meet the Patriots, Southern Poverty Law Center. You got to see this to believe it. Here we got, Meet the Patriots. Now, remember, we had Heidi Byrick, you know, Director of Special Plans, on the show a few times. You know, and Heidi, what'd she tell me? You know, she'll have me in her midwife in the militias, you know, names me by name in there, blah, 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 blah. But what'd she say? We're not going to put you on our list of patriots, Ernie, because we know you want to be there. And I'm like, you know, you guys are killing me, man. You know, so I can't even get on the list. You know, who's at top of the list? Oh, Chuck Baldwin. Oh, and then we got, you know, Joe Bannister. Joe Bannister is an IRS agent that said, you know, this. I checked this out, man. The law don't say what it is. You know, it doesn't say what you say it does. You know, and a lot of you, like Catherine Bleich. You know, the MIAC report, the defusion center thing. You know, she's a young activist going around. Oh, she's got to be on the list. Then they have Chris Broughton. Chris Broughton loves his guns and hates President Obama so much, in fact, that he believes the president belongs in hell. He's not too fond of Bush either. Well, he's black. But he's black. You know, this white supremacist thing, how's that working out? I guess not done too well. You know, who are some of the other guys on here? You know, Gary Franchi, he from Restore the Republic, Aaron Russo's from Freedom to Fascism group. You know, and what's his claim? Let's see. Gary Franchi is one of the leading promoters of a resurgent patriot conspiracy theory that alleges the government is creating concentration camps for U.S. citizens. In 2009, he produced Camp FEMA, America in Lockdown, a video contending that FEMA is behind camps, blah, 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 blah. That makes you a patriot. Be on the bad list. You crazy. Okay, but what if they're really there? What does that do? You know, there's a whole bunch of them here. Let me see some of these other guys I recognize. Devi Kidd. Alex Jones, telling tall tales. Alex Jones is out to save the world. From his perch as a radio talk show host in Austin, Texas, he outlines the forces that threaten to enslave every man, woman, and child on the planet. In his narrative, a cabal of wealthy corporations, United Nations government leaders are complicit in a fiendish plot to dominate the world, or something like that. Okay. I'm wondering are they really against these guys? Are they promoting them or what? And we got Sheriff Mack. Sheriff Mack's on here. Jack McLam. You know, and then, oh, here we go. It's coming up. You know, one. Even John Stattmiller gets on here, and I'm like, what the heck do I got to do, man? What the heck? Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America. Stuart Rhodes from Oath Keepers. You know, I'm seriously? You know, Bob Schultz, of course. Got to get Bob Schultz on there. Joel Skousen. Had him speak at the Freedom Summit. You know, what's up with that? John Stattmiller, founded and runs Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, whose talk radio fares peppered the warnings about enslavement by a one-world government. The station, which broadcasts via the internet, shortwave, and satellite, drew national attention this April when a host who identifies himself as Sam Kennedy sent letters to the nation's governors demanding that they resign within 3 days. The letters sparked an FBI investigation. Stattmiller, on his own show, the National Intel Report, which airs daily in RBN, also heard him blah, 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 as Jack McLam and former yada, 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 yada. You know, John made it. I didn't make it. Why come I didn't make it? I mean, what do I got to do, man? I tell you how you keep off this list. You go, put me on. Because I'm like, seriously? You know, they even got Paul Venable. You know, he's Paul Venable, one of the few African-American members of the anti-abortion, anti-tax, anti-immigrant, anti-gun control Constitution Party. You know, but he's black. You know, how's this white supremacist thing going? You know, the freedom community, I'm sure they have I don't know. There's some people worse than others and so on. But, I mean, the ones that really rise to the top is, you know, advocating like Oath Keepers. Oath Keepers is everywhere. They're at the Tea Party in Las Vegas, man. They got their Jeeps and Oath Keeper thing. We're not going away. Here we are. We will not disarm the American people. We will not enforce anti-free speech laws that are passed. We will not. We will not. We will not. And they go, well, you're violating the law in the name of being a patriot. That's bad. And we'll get you on a list. I mean, if that's her criteria, put me on the freaking list, Heidi. You know, I'm going to call her. I'll have her on again. Get on next week. I go, what the heck, man? What do I got to do? You tell me what I got to do, you know, and maybe I'll do it. You know, if it's something I want to do. And Glenn Beck, the ringmaster. Yeah, master your ring, not mine. The ringmaster. It's like Lord of the Rings. The ringmaster. Yeah, that's a good name for him. Yeah, as opposed to circus. With his weepy chalkboard scrawling appeals to Americans fearful that their government is leading them down the path to ruin, Glenn Beck has rocketed up the ladder of conservative icons and is using his popularity to directly shape a far-right resurgence in support of Mitt Romney. You know, this is, it's all a game, and they're just playing into it. You know, they even got Judge Andrew Napolitano on here. In a recent Washington Post article, a media analyst contended that Fox News was at a crossroads. He said the network was in danger of losing its credibility as a news-gathering operation because of far-right conspiracy mongers like host Glenn Beck. You know, this is Napolitano. He's, you know, and he's right. You know, but Beck is not the only one weakening Fox's credibility. Another hot contender in the far right advocacy department is Fox's senior judicial analyst, Judge Andrew Napolitano. Napolitano is not far right, nothing. He's libertarian. Proud of it. You know, he and I and Bumper Hornberger from Future Freedom Foundation, we were the only, the three main speakers, you know, addressed the whole crowd at the Liberty Forum in Free State Projects thing. And I remember Andrew Napolitano, he was like the big, you know, dinner guy. And we go in and he did his what for. And he's going, yeah, Lincoln and the American Lenin. I mean, Lincoln, bad guy, did all kinds of bad stuff. You know, he's, you know, suspended habeas corpus, you know, did all kinds of drafting, you know, commandeering this and that and arresting all kinds of thousands of newspaper editors. Anybody critical of the war, did bad guy. Bad. Young guys know this. These young people, they know it. And if they didn't by then, they're going and checking because what? Oh, Honest Abe. Yeah, honestly, you're going to take all your stuff. I mean, this, but the older crowd there, they went, ooh, what the heck was that? I never heard such a thing. He's on my penny. What I got to do? I got to melt down my pennies now? You know what's, so this is this new libertarian thing. You know, this Gary Johnson coming in the studio. This is a sign of what? There is a shift. And it's not this right-left crap that you got Southern Poverty Law Center that was supposed to be. I mean, let me tell you what their charge was. This is where they came from. They were angry that the FBI, after a lot of the civil rights stuff, that they were no longer able to do this kind of infiltration, spying, doing, you know, squashing free speech and loyal dissent of the people out just wanting the anti-war, anti-civil rights violations, anti-whatever. So the law enforcement said, you know, good, one less thing for us to do. You know, we don't, go be free and, you know, we won't bother you. Well, that also meant for groups like the Ku Klux Klan and some Aryan Nation type stuff and Nazi this and that and everything. So the Southern Poverty Law Center goes, oh, heck no. Well, we'll go out and we'll keep an eye on them. And we'll go out and we'll spy on them. And we'll infiltrate them. We'll go research them. We'll look, you know, they're racist. And, you know, a lot of it, you know, like, of course, they hook up with the Anti-Defamation League. And it's all about you're being anti-Semitic. If what? If I don't want to spend my tax money overseas, no matter who it is, including Israel. You know, I go, Heidi, does that make me anti-Semitic? I just want to know. Tell me. I just want to know. If I don't advocate sending money to Israel or anybody else, I mean, you know, I just want to know. Well, wouldn't be prudent at this juncture. Ugh! So I'm going, all right, whatever. You can listen to those shows. We use them as reruns sometime for our own entertainment. But so what they did, Southern Poverty Law Center, they're out there looking for all these Jew haters. Are you anti-Semitic? You Jew hater? You Jew hater? You're not willing to give your neighbor's money to Israel? You know, so a lot of people, they're not willing to touch the third rail Israel. Oh, bring it on, bring it on, bring it on, bring it on, bring it on. Heck, I bring in the vice president of the Zionist of America. He's an attorney here in Scottsdale, and I can bring him on the show, bring him on Charles' show, bring him on my show. I'll get him again. Now, come on down. Tell me everything. Well, this is the deal. I go, am I anti-Semitic if I don't want my money to go in foreign aid, including Israel? Well, that's different. Yeah, you shouldn't give it to Egypt or Jordan or any of these other places. Yeah, heck yeah. You know, you should stop that. But what about Israel? That's different. How is it different? So I can see what Southern Poverty Law Center, they're advocating for whatever the heck it is that is giving them money, telling them to advocate for. That's what's going on. And because the government wouldn't do it for them or something, they kind of do it, write reports, send it out, MIAC report. Yeah, you know, in Missouri, people that got, you know, Baldwin and Ron Paul bumper stickers. Oh, yeah, Ron Paul's on here. Yeah, right after Judge Napolitano. Dr. No, Ron Paul. The Ron Paul Revolution failed to put the radical libertarian and outspoken Texas Congress into the White House, but Paul's long shot campaign gave voice to the discontent on the GOP's right flank, creating a prototype of sorts for the Tea Party insurgency that followed. Woo! So, and I'm not on the list. What the heck I gotta do? Just wondering. We'll be right back.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Yeah, one solution, freedom's the answer. What's the question? I don't know what the question is, but I know what the answer is. You know, it is less of the man. I want less man. Less of the man telling me what to do and what not and put me on lists, you know, or some list I want to be on. can I be on a list with, you know, with Joe Bannister and Ron Paul and Judge Napolitano and Stat Miller and Stuart Rhodes and Richard Mack. And I want to be on the list. What do I got to do? First thing I got to do is not want to be on the list. That's the first thing you got to do. Well, we'll get Heidi back. It'll be fun. You know, the thing that I did want to talk about a little bit is Gary Johnson being in the studio, and I was really kind of surprised he kind of hedged on the 9/11 thing a little bit, and the fact that, well, I don't know. I'm like, well, you know what? We got a whole hard drive full of movies. So I, you know, right at the top of the hour, go, yeah, you just stay right there. So we get him a DVD packets, the Obama Deception and Freedom to Fascism and the For Liberty Ron Paul documentary and a lot of stuff in there. Turned on the duplicators, and in one of the files we have, you know, a bunch of different movies. And while I was on here, Donna was in there talking to Gary Johnson and his aide. I can't remember what was his aide's name. I think it was John. I can't remember. I'm sorry. But they were in there, and Donna was hooking them up. What'd you get them?
I got him 911 Architects and Engineers, and I think it's really great that if he doesn't know anything about it and he wants to learn and then formulate his opinion, I think that's a good thing, because so many people just go, you know what, I don't want to know about it, don't, you know, so I applaud him for that.
Well, we'll see if he watches it. So give him a month or two. So you just know on this, you know, this, what is today's date? It is day after tax day 2010, April 16th, 2010. You know, he's a busy guy, you know, but he's on a plane. He's this, he's that, he's at home, whatever. You know, give him a little while. You know, give him a day. Give him a week. Give him a month. Give him a quarter. A few months from now, you say, oh, after a 2010 election cycle, you know, you say, hey, did you watch that Architects and Engineers 9/11 thing that Ernie and Donna gave you? See what he has to say then. If he's still doing this, it wouldn't be prudent at this juncture, I have no opinion kind of thing, then I got an issue, okay? So we'll give him plenty of time. But, I mean, this is not going to go away. And if he's looking for the support of the youth, I'll tell you, you know, they know. And now they know that he has the information in his hot little old hand. So we'll see what happens. We have this Arizona immigration measure is still not passed. I mean, it passed in the House, but little amendments kind of stuff to get, you know, it's arm twisting and bribery. I mean, you know, whatever. So they have a change in it. So it's going back to the Senate for another final vote before it goes to the governor. Contrary to mistaken reports from radio, television, and advocates on both sides of the issue, Arizona does not yet have a new immigration law. This is from the Arizona Republic. Okay. And the one being proposed has not yet gone to the governor for her signature. Senate Bill 1070 would, among other things, make it a state crime to be in the country illegally and require police to check the immigration status of individuals. It passes, now requires, now they told me that it didn't require, that's what made it not national ID. You know, if it didn't require that they check it, well, that's not national ID. Does it require? If it requires it, then what is it? Oh, papers, please. It passed the House of Representatives on Tuesday, but still needs a final vote from the full Senate on the changes the House added before being passed along to Governor Jan Brewer. No hearings or votes have been scheduled on the bill. Mike Phillipson, spokesman for the Senate Republicans, said it may happen early next week. Brewer spokesman, the governor, Paul Sensman, said the governor has not commented on this particular bill yet, but has a strong and consistent track record of supporting responsible immigration enforcement measures, yada, yada, yada. As Secretary of State, Brewer advocated for Prop 200, a provision that requires proof of identification to vote and proof of citizenship to register to vote. Sensman said Brewer pushed for the measure in 04 and then vigorously fought legal battles to successfully defend its position. The lawsuits were resolved in favor of her position in 08, he added. More recently, in 09, Brewer worked with the Arizona Department of Economic Security to ensure that funds the state spent on social welfare programs only went to those who were eligible under the law. Okay. This is what a lot of people don't know. In July of 2003, when they were arguing for this before it went on to the ballot, they were collecting signatures. Russell Pierce, you know, the guy that's doing this, he was on my radio show along with a couple other guys. And I'm going over it. I know Russell well, man. I've been at it. I mean, I know where he comes from. He was a policeman. He was a director of Department of Motor Vehicles, and he's linking driver's license numbers with the Social Security. In fact, they used to have a Social Security number, but he complained. Okay, we won't have Social Security number at the top of the license, but we'll just have another Arizona number. It's the same thing. Links to it anyway. Oh, I feel so much better. Okay. National ID, enhanced driver's license. Here we go with the Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative. Arizona's driver's license hooked into international, blah, blah, blah. Okay? In Prop 200, what did it say? Any interface you have with the government has to be from a form of identification produced by the state of Arizona that has complied with federal database to determine you are a U.S. citizen. That is national ID. You know, this is what she's talking about. You know, so whether they have a right to welfare programs. I'm like, how about we just not have anybody have right to my money? How about that? How about that?
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443.
Yeah, I want to change the world. You want to change the world. We want to change the world. What we want. What do we want? I want some freedom. How about that? How about that? How about that? So, how are they going to change the world for us? Because, you know, there's somebody out there with a big shiny badge says they want to do it for us. Well, here we go. You know, we got Captain Trade. You know, Captain Crunch. You know, we got Captain Trade. Captain. You know, it's a, you know, Enron, Goldman Sachs thing going on. You know, Shelton 4409 would say, it's the pirates be a-coming. You know, carbon offsets. R. Here you come. Well, what are these carbon offsets going to be about? Legislation is being drafted by Democratic Senator John Kerry. Oh, I'm not feeling good. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham. Oh, I'm feeling even less good. And Independent Senator Joseph Lieberman. Oh, you know this is going to be a freedom legislation right here. Do I need to go any further? Do I? I mean, seriously. Here it's going to come out this summer. They're going to be, you know, or we need your money. You know, and there's going to be Goldman Sachs. They're setting themselves up to be able to trade these carbon offsets. Okay? Pirates. Ooh, and they got to, you know, working on it to do what? Along the way to compromise. We're going to compromise away your rights more. Compromise bill to reduce U.S. emissions of carbon dioxide and other gases blamed for global warming will be unveiled by a group of senators on April 26, sources say, on Thursday. Global warming. You know, I remember they were talking about, you know, fluorocarbons, you know, and HFCs, hydrofluorocarbons, and this and that, and holding the ozone, and all that kind of stuff. And I remember in the 90s, they were like, all of a sudden they had, was it Mount St. Helens went off, and it put more fluorocarbons in the atmosphere than man has created in his entire existence. But what do we got going on now? Oh, man, we got, you know, what's the name of that Iceland volcano? I can't. It's as they say, Eyjafjallajökull. That's the best I can do, man. So we have the last time Eyjafjallajökull erupted, it lasted 2 years, stretching from 1821 to 23. It also erupted in 920 and 1612. In 1821, when it went, the eruption spread fluoride across Iceland, damaging livestock and human well-being. Glacial flooding also resulted from the eruption. It produced an eruption for precedes another Icelandic volcano called Katla, as it did in 1823. So, you know, what happens, Katla's eruptions are usually more violent than this other ones. You know, so are we getting another one coming? You know, Katla is partially trapped under a glacier, and its eruption could create even more flooding problems for Iceland. The Laki volcano, which erupted in 1783, was the worst in Icelandic history. It killed a quarter of Iceland's residents, created a poisonous plume over Prague, made New Jersey's snowfall its highest ever, and had an impact on one of Egypt's worst droughts. The Laki volcano is considered a central cause of the French Revolution, as it led to poor harvest and public unrest in the country. I demand a law to outlaw volcano eruptions. There ought to be a law. Damn it. How can the leaders of this world allow such a thing to happen? I want to pass a law. You know, this is, I mean, ugh. You know, what survives this kind of stuff? A decentralized populace. Decentralized government, instead of this collective kind of, we're going to do it, and then everything goes down when you threaten that. I mean, come on. So what are Icelanders? They're already moving back to Norway because Iceland just went bankrupt. They invested in all this subprime American kind of derivative crap and just went, oh, thanks for playing, you're done. Greece and all these guys are just falling like crazy. So what happened? So people in Iceland, they go, we'll go back to Norway. You know, where they talk like this, like a Vikings, you know, because that's why they're going back to Norway. That's where they came from, was Norway. Vikings go to Iceland. Hello? Well, what's it done in Europe? Shut down air travel. They're, you know, 15,000 flights canceled in Europe, and it could be erupting for 2 years. What kind of impact is that going to have? And why would they shut it down? Because I tell you what, volcanic ash make jet airplane engines go, that's what happens. You know, so they're going, I don't think so. You know, I mean, they were getting back to blimps. Oh, yeah, that'd be good. Then we're going to get back to, you know, blimps. We're going to use ships. They're going to do whatever. You know, human beings adapt and overcome. You guys feel it? Whew. Is there enough to talk about? Well, we got some more to talk about. We got Ed Vallejo in. He's a meetup coordinator for The Revolution Continues. He's got his own page and special edition on Freedom's Phoenix. And were you at the Tea Party last night?
Yes, sir, I certainly was.
Well, tell me every little old thing.
Well, where do I begin? I would call it a raw fest.
A raw fest?
Yeah, you know, rah-rah, you know, cheerleading rah-rah fest.
So the average, let me guess, you know, I was in Las Vegas speaking at that one. Let me see how it came. Average age was 60 to 70. They all, you saw Gadsden flags everywhere with American flag. You had, I'd say, about 80% of the people had graying hair. They brought their lawn chairs or in the stadium or whatever. They, damn Mexicans. You know, got to get them immigration. And then it's the Democrats' fault, something like that.
Well, I didn't hear a lot of the speaking coming out of the podium and such. It was a lot of falderall. I didn't hear any substance. There weren't as many Gadsden flags as there were American flags that were paid and posted to be there by whoever set this up.
Mm.
Okay. A big area on the side for everybody that has tables and whatnot. And median age, I would drop it down to more like in the 40s.
Really?
Yeah. There was more younger people there. There was more median age people there. There was your old elderly there, too.
But what was the theme from the stage? Vote for me?
I can't give you a decent report of what come out of the stage because I was dealing with the activists that were actually handing out information and talking with people. And since I'm recognizable and know a lot of people, I can't get, 10 yards without somebody pulling me over. And, see Alan Corwin and I got to shake Tom Tancredo's hand. That was kind of nice.
You're one of them immigration guys.
He was there. Yeah.
Tell me what a lot of the people were saying. Are they there for what? Their frustration is what? Is it economy, money? Is it just getting rid of the immigrants? I mean, what's the deal?
There wasn't a lot of substance, I'm telling you. There wasn't a lot.
Tancredo was there. It was definitely an immigration thing.
I wasn't there for a good portion of it because I had to leave to go meet with other activists down here at the shop so that we could get more of the DVDs, grab the people, and then we were going to the post office, which is a much better story than the Tea Party.
Ooh, tell me everything.
Okay. The Tea Party, it was...
It was
a Republican thing. It was set up. Andrea told me on the phone that there weren't supposed to be any
Andrea
candidates
Garcia
speaking.
Is a Campaign for Liberty girl, worked hard, Ron Paul.
In the Revolution. And she's a part of the Republican wing, we call it, of the Revolution.
Yeah, okay. Whatever.
Yeah, those that believe that the Republicans try and take it over. Yeah, good for her. Anyway, she told me there wasn't supposed to be any candidates speaking, but it was awful funny that the second they had an American Revolution reenactment, called the Second American Revolution reenactment, where they had some people in colonial garb with a big, huge American flag with the circle of stars, only it had the two in the middle, like the flag I was carrying. That was nice. And it was strange because they said, this was provided for by Buzz Mills. And then all of a sudden the screen fills up with Buzz. And, hi, I'm Buzz Mills. And blah, 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 blah. It's like, I thought there weren't supposed to be any kind of, candidates up there speaking. It was all activism. There was more candidates than activism. There was. Anyway, post office. Last year, we revolutionaries, we passed out 1,500 packets of DVDs and information, Freedom to Fascism, to all the people that are lined up on Van Buren, just shy of 48th Street, at the post office. They were lined up two cars, two lanes deep, 2 miles long. It was like shooting a fish in a barrel last year, just walking down, just giving out DVDs and all kinds. Oh, it was so slick that
sweet.
They didn't like it. The powers that be, the same they that we've been fighting
for.
What
did they say? They didn't say anything.
What did they say when you got up? When you approached the main post office at 4848, they had officers out there. Everything's all closed up, cones, lights, keep on going. Drop off at 56th Street, okay? So you keep on going down the 2 miles that's usually packed up with cars. There's no cars. It's flowing, free-flowing traffic. As much traffic as can get in there. You get up to just shy of 56th Street and Galvin Parkway, about 54th Street.
Blah, blah, blah. People on the radio have no idea what you're talking about addresses.
Okay.
Give me, you got to a
they
point where there was...
They used an ancillary parking lot of the Phoenix Municipal Stadium so that none of the overflow would back up into the city streets. It was all on private property and we couldn't touch the people. We couldn't get near them.
So how did you pass out goodies?
We didn't pass out a damn thing. Nothing.
What?
We didn't get to pass out one thing because traffic's going by too fast. There's, we can't stand. I stood up there with a sign for a little while, but that's it. And people could see a sign. But
so you were at. So for people going to the post office to drop off their stuff, you weren't able to distribute anything.
No, because they made it so nice and smooth and easy for to give you a tribute and go. No waiting.
So how did you get the stuff distributed yesterday?
Well, we distributed most of it at the Tea Party itself.
Okay.
I only took maybe 400 or 500 to distribute at the post office, and I got those still. They'll go out this weekend.
That's fine. I just, yeah, don't be slackers, man. And make sure, you know, it's April 15th. Somebody's getting them. Oh, you know, because the first one that we put on top is Obama deception. Gimme. Well, when you watch that, you go, hey, man, this just says, like, Obama and Bush is the same thing. And I wasn't ready for that. I want my money back. Oh, it was free. But, you know, because you get somebody to watch that and America, Freedom, the Fascism, Aaron Russo's movie, and For Liberty, the Ron Paul documentary, those three movies, you're a messed up individual. You know, you throw in, you know, Architects and Engineers 9/11 thing, and you're totally screwed up.
The old, you can't unlearn something.
Yeah, how do you unlearn the truth? And what happens is young people, that was another thing. You know, when you're at the Tea Party, did we have a bunch of the young activists? Did they go up there?
Did they go up there to speak on the stage?
No. I mean, they were just there hanging out,
oh,
helping,
yeah,
doing whatever.
We had plenty of activists handing out DVDs.
Ooh.
You know, because we showed
so
up.
So how many people were there?
I would say 3,000, maybe 4 at the most.
Okay, so we got 3,000 or 4,000. You get over 1,000 DVDs. You have those 1,000 packs that have three movies in them.
Right.
So you're in two different DVDs, so that's like a couple thousand. You have a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Let me think for a second. The injection of the libertarian infection into the bone marrow of Arizona politics, for which there is no cure. And this is what we've been doing for years and years and decades. And this is, you want to know why the Wall Street Journal calls Arizona the libertarian state? It wasn't by accident. And then we have a bunch of people running. Oh, I got to tell you this, Ed, you like this.
Okay.
I'm driving down from Las Vegas last night, and I'm thinking, I'm going, man, we got this guy, Rich Davis. He's a Homeland Security guy. Proud of it, too, man. Got on his front page. He's running for state legislature. He's got his arm around Bush and Ridge, and he's a Homeland Security private contractor kind of guy. So you know where this is going, you know. So he's so we're going to have some fun with him. And he's in my district. And I'm going, you know, dang it, I just got other stuff to do. I mean, I'll do something. Maybe I'll, at the, you know, we'll see what happens. But then, you know, they're going to come after you. Well, you're not allowed. Why? Because you're not, you know, for whatever reason, you know. Well, what happened is, because they'll say, like, well, you're using your whatever, you know. Yeah. You know, am I not allowed freedom of whatever I want to say with all the goodies I got? No. So we'll see how we do this. But I'm thinking, who could do it? Because then I could just First Amendment. I could help whoever I want. I don't have nothing to do with the campaign. I can do whatever I want. Ooh, that'd be good. How, what if I made a bunch of DVDs? What if I made a bunch of cards? What if we pass out a bunch of stuff, bunch of signs? And he go, well, you're helping me. I don't even know who that guy is. Doesn't get to come down to the workshop. I can do what I want. Just like the Ron Paul Revolution thing. Take me to court. I beg you. So I'm thinking, who can I get? Well, in that district, you know, is, I'm thinking, my son-in-law, I think he lives in there. So I call him, I say, will you do this? And he goes, yeah, man, let's go rock and roll. But he lives just out the side of the district. I'm like, dang it. So we'll go ahead and, yeah, we'll help him. He'll go ahead and run and do something. But District 11, are you able to run for office?
Yes.
I mean, are you registered, able, not a felon,
well,
can do all
I'm able to run for us. It's just, I'm so slammed with everything.
You don't got to do nothing. You don't got to do nothing. You don't got to do nothing. I'll take care of it.
Okay. I kind of got to leave that open just a little bit because the April 19th, the Articles of Freedom, I'm going to be serving Sheriff Joe Arpaio. And if he doesn't come along, I'm going to run for sheriff against him. I've had 10 people across the United States tell me, oh, man, if you run for sheriff in Arizona against Joe Arpaio, I will leave my home state. I will come to Arizona. I will stay there during your campaign, and I'll campaign for you.
Okay. All right, I'll let you slide on that one. So then we have but this guy, you know, Rich, because the district that he's in goes from like Thunderbird down to Thomas and from 19th Avenue over to Scottsdale Road. So this is like Central Phoenix. This incorporates, you know, Paradise Valley.
Oh, and, I got the guy and, for you.
And the
40th Street and Thunderbird.
The Biltmore and Esplanade and, you know, this kind of, well, make sure
Kelly Carter.
Who's that?
Kelly Carter, the tall, my best friend, libertarian in Paradise Valley. I bet I could talk him into it.
Well, whoever you have, come meet me. You know, if I'm going to be out there busting butt, you better be able to, you know, put two words together.
Come in and be on your radio program, and you can grill him for an hour.
All right, we'll find out. Bring the boy on. Let's see what's what. Because we're going to have a Homeland Security guy, and I don't get to play. What are you kidding me? They're taking a carrot and put this in front of me. Here it is in your district, Ernie. Come on. You know you want it. And I'm like, oh, that would be so tasty. You know, that's, I'd focus all of the revolutionary, all of the goodies on one little bitty district. Because think about it. This district, I've always lived in this general area. And what happens is all the arterial traffic that goes downtown, you know, I-17 and 51 and 19th Avenue, 7th Avenue, 7th Street, you know, the Dreamy Draw, Shea, Lincoln, Camelback, all the main traffic is in that district. And it's where all the money is. So I always like having some campaign in that district because I get to have fun. It's all about me having fun and then you enjoying it too. We'll be right back here on Declare Your Independence in just a little bit.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
I am the man of constant sorrow. Yeah, it's all bad news. It's all bad news with a little bit of good news. Let me tell you what the good news is. Good news is we're sharing the bad news together. Because if we know what's going on, can we fix it? Can we fix it? We have a lot better chance of fixing it. Let's go fix it. What the heck? Let's go fix it. Because I'll tell you what the fix is. It's us. You know, we just know what the heck's going on. Just don't let them lie to you and BS you and kind of, you know, massage your mind just a little bit and plucking some of the little strings they got created in there with the propaganda and saying, I'm for freedom. I'm for freedom. Vote for me. Vote for me. My name is whatever. You know, I have more signs than the other guy. Okay. I'm just tired of all the lies. So what are we going to do? We just have fun. But, you know, there's always the, you know, there was a, what's his name? Nassim, the guy that wrote The Black Swan. You know, he has a funny name. He's the economist guy. And his point that he's making in the book The Black Swan was that there's always this unseen thing. There's always a volcano, you know. And if you are not healthy and have the strength to withstand that, sooner or later when the black swan shows up, all of a sudden, boom. You're done. You can't take the hit. Well, that's what's going on with the economy. Well, what happens when the entire freaking Europe gets grounded? You know, how are they going to deal with this thing? Icelandic ash cloud grounds Europe. Thousands of flights were canceled, stranded tens of thousands of passengers, and officials said it was not clear when it would be safe enough to fly again. In a sobering comment, one scientist in Iceland said the ejection of volcanic ash and... Wait a minute, I'm going to go to the next page. Now, volcanic ash and therefore possible disruptions in air travel could continue for days or even weeks or even years. This is because you got volcanic ash, man. Jet engines aren't flying with volcanic ash. That just ain't going to happen. I mean, you can fly above it, but sooner or later you got to land somewhere. So are they going to be able to survive this under, you know, I mean, you just keep dumping rocks in people's backpacks, you know, sooner or later they go to their knees and down, man, they ain't picking up. And finally just take that backpack and I'm free of the backpack. I ain't no backpack no more. You know, this government thing, I'm good. I'm done. Is that going to happen? Are they going to let it happen? You know, are the guys at the top going to be, they're hungry? Well, just let them eat cake. You know what happens? That's what happened. The French Revolution is blamed for bad harvest because of the same volcano going off in Iceland before. So I'm going, okay. So Mother Nature trumps. You know, God puts his hand down and says, guess what? I win. And what survives? Humanity does. We do. You know, we dust the ash off and say, you know, hey, what's up? How you doing? I'm good. You good? Those guys go be good together. You know, and then it starts all over again. But there is a difference. We have the ability to communicate directly with each other, know what's going on. Heck, we even know where to go where you can grow something. You know, I mean, just information is what's going to have us survive and thrive in spite of government, not because of it. Humanity marches on. Yeah, that's right. marching on, because I believe, and don't you stop believing. Monday morning, we'll have Jet. The revolution continues with Jet Lacy. He's today we were, you know, had the opportunity to Gary Johnson, and Jet wanted to spend more time with his mom anyway up in Prescott. So he'll be back on Monday. I'll take it off, and you guys will get to have some fun there. We'll see you again Monday on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock. See you then.